Title: Workflow for Jungle ARP for Smoky Warehouse Vibes in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, let's build a jungle-style ARP hook that sounds like it's bouncing off concrete pillars in a smoky warehouse. Gritty, hypnotic, and alive. The goal is not random movement. The goal is controlled movement that feels performed. We're doing this with stock Ableton Live 12 devices, and we're leaning hard into automation as the main instrument. Filter drift, tapish wobble, reverb throws, delay feedback swells, and distortion that reacts to the groove, and we'll keep it mix safe. Punchy transients, clean low end, and a return track that can get huge without wrecking the drop. First, set the context so you're not designing an ARP in a vacuum. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That pocket is perfect for modern jungle and DNB rollers. Drop in your drums, either a straight two-step or a break layer, immense style or a clean modern break. Then add a sub bass, even if it's just a placeholder sign. Don't overthink the bass right now, just make sure it exists, because the ARP decisions depend on what the drums and bass are doing. Quick mindset check: every automation move you draw later should be something you can feel against the groove. If it sounds cool solo but fights the snare when the full beat hits, it's not the move. Now let's create the main ARP source. Create a MIDI track and name it ARPMID. Load Waveeatable and initialize it so you're starting from a clean slate. In Waveeatable, go for tight but ravey. Put Oscillator 1 on a saw, or any bright Waveeatable that has a solid mid presence. Add Unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices. Keep Oscillator 2 off for now so the hook stays focused. Turn on the filter, choose a 24 dB low pass. Put the cutoff around 2.5 kHz as a starting point. Resonance around 20 to 30%, and add a little filter drive, like 3 to 6 dB. Just to harden the tone. Then the amp envelope. Zero attack. Decay around 300 to 600 milliseconds. Sustain at zero. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. You're aiming for a percussive note shape that still has a little tail, so it talks with the drums instead of smearing over them. Now write the chord DNA. Jungle and warehouse vibes love minor 7, minor 9, and suspended flavors. Here's a simple example in F minor. Start with F minor 9, but feel free to simplify to F, Ab, C, Eb, then move to Eb minor 9. Again, simplified if you want. Then return toward F minor with a passing chord that hints at DB major 7 vibes. You don't need a complex progression. The motion comes from the arpeggiator and automation, not from changing chords every half bar. Drop Ableton's arpeggiator before Waveeatable. Set the style to up down for a classic roll or random other if you want a little controlled chaos without completely derailing the musicality. Rate at 1/16. Gate around 55 to 70%. Shorter gate means tighter and more drum friendly. Here's a key advanced trick. Set steps to something like 10 or 12 instead of a neat 8 or 16. That creates a polymetric cycle that walks against the bar line, while your drums stay locked in 4/4. It feels hypnotic and evolving without you writing new MIDI. Set distance to 12 semitones so it climbs an octave and gives you that shimmer on top. Then add a subtle groove. Try MPC 16 swing around 55 to 58. Keep it subtle. At 172 BPM. Too much swing can start stepping on your ghost notes and snare placement. And don't commit the groove until you're sure it's helping. Now let's build the smoky warehouse chain. This is where the vibe becomes real, but we're going to keep it playable and automation ready. After Waveeatable and Saturator, use soft sine mode. Drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB. Match outputs so it's roughly unity. If you want controlled peaks, turn on soft clip. This is density, not destruction. Next, auto filter. This is your main motion engine. Low pass 24 dB again. Start the cutoff around 1.2 to 2 kHz. Resonance 15 to 30%. Add a little drive, 2 to 5 dB. Then a touch of envelope amount, like 5 to 15%, so the filter opens slightly on hits. That tiny breathing is what keeps the ARP feeling alive without even touching automation yet. Now echo. Set it to ping pong if you want stereo movement, or normal if you want it more centered. Time at 3/16. Super DNB friendly. Feedback around 25 to 40% to start. High pass and side echo around 200 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 8 kHz so your repeats don't add mud or harsh fizz. Add a bit of echo's internal reverb, like 10 to 20%, just to glue the repeats. And add subtle modulation, 3 to 8%, so it doesn't sound like a clean digital copy machine. Then hybrid reverb. Pick hall or a warehouse like Convolution Impulse if you want realism. Decay around 2.5 to 5.5 seconds. Pre-delay around 15 to 35 milliseconds so the dry ARP still punches, before the room blooms. High pass the reverb around 250 to 400 Hz, low pass around 7 to 10 kHz. And keep the mix low on the insert, like 8 to 18%. Big Space is going to live on a return track as throws, not as a constant wash. Finally, utility. Turn on bass mono and set it around 150 to 200 Hz. Then set width somewhere like 90 to 120%, depending on your mix. The main layer shouldn't be massive in stereo. The atmosphere layer will do that job later. Now, the workflow upgrade. Turn this into a performance instrument. Select the whole chain and group it into an audio effect rack. Name it Jungle Arp Rack. Map 8 macros like this. Macro 1. Cutoff. Map auto filter frequency, but constrain the range. Something like 400 Hz up to 6 kHz. Controlled. Smoky. Not a full range EDM sweep. Macro 2. Rizzo. Map auto filter resonance, maybe 10 to 40%. Macro 3. Drive. Map saturator drive, maybe 2 to 10 dB. Macro 4. Echo send. Map echo dry slash wet. Keep it in a usable range like 5 to 35%. Macro 5. FB swell. Map echo feedback, something like 25 to 70%, but remember, we're not living at 70. That's for moments. Macro 6. Verb size. Map hybrid reverb decay, maybe 2 to 8 seconds. Macro 7. Verb mix. Map hybrid reverb dry slash wet, maybe 5 to 30%. Macro 8. Width. Map utility width, maybe 80 to 150%. Teacher note. Macro ranges are where advanced sessions either survive or die. If you map everything 0 to 100, you're building a chaos machine. Tight ranges mean you can automate aggressively and it still sounds intentional. Now we build the Riedel Warehouse weapon, a dedicated return track for throws. Create a return track and name it a warehouse. On it, put hybrid reverb first. Big space. Decay 6 to 10 seconds. Pre-delay 25 to 45 milliseconds. High pass around 350 Hz. Low pass around 8 kHz. Mix at 100% because it's a send. Then echo after the reverb. Time at 1/8 or 1/4 depending on how wide you want the throw to feel. Feedback 35 to 60%. Modulation 5 to 12%. Filter it. High pass around 300 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 7 kHz. Then saturator. Drive 2 to 5 dB. Soft clip on. This thickens the tails and helps them sit in the mix. And here's your safety net. Put a limiter at the end of the return. Ceiling at minus 1 dB. Default look ahead is fine. This is automation insurance. It lets you throw hard without suddenly clipping the entire mix bus, because your return exploded. Now, automate the send from ARP MID into a warehouse. Most of the time it should be low, like negative infinity up to maybe minus 18 dB. Then at phrase ends, push it up to minus 12 or even minus 6 for a beat or two. Think like a DJ writing effects send. Quick pushes and pulls. That's the smoke cloud. Now we get into the core automation lanes, and this is where Live 12 workflow shines if you stay organized. Open arrangement view and think in 8-bar blocks. Also, think in roles. Automation lanes are performance lanes, not mix corrections. Your cutoff lane is long-term energy. Your send lane is punctuation. Your feedback lane is danger moments. Your drive lane is density control. Let's start with cutoff. Automate macro 1. Cutoff. Bars 1 to 8. A slow rise from around 900 Hz up to about 2.8 kHz. Bars 9 to 16. Dip it back to about 1.4 kHz. That creates call and response without writing you notes. Bars 17 to 24. Build section. Ramp it up to 4 or 5 kHz. Bars 25 to 32. For the drop, snap it down to around 1.8 to 2.2 kHz and let the drums dominate. Important. Don't draw perfectly straight lines. Use Ableton Live 12 automation shapes. Add a gentle S-curve on filter moves. Trait ramps often feel like a plugin demo. Slight curves feel like a human pushing a knob. Now automate feedback. Macro 5. FB swell. This one is not a slow drift. This is spikes. Controlled near runaway. At the last quarter beat of bar 8, spike feedback from like 35% to 60%. Then immediately return it. Do the same every 8 bars, but vary the intensity so it feels performed, not copy-pasted. And seriously, never leave feedback high by accident. One forgotten 70% point will hang over your snare and ruin the impact of your next section. Now automate the send to a warehouse. Tiny sends on offbeats can add depth, but don't overdo it. The Riedel magic is phrase ends, one or two beat throws. Push it, then pull it back. If you do slow drifting, send rises in a busy drop, you'll blur the rhythm. Save slow drift for breakdowns. Now we add the secret sauce, the ghost or air layer. Duplicate our PMID to a new track called our PIR. First thing, high pass it aggressively. At EQ8 and set a high pass at 600 Hz up to 1.2 kHz, 24 dB slope. This layer is not allowed to fight your snare body or your bass. Then smear it. Increase hybrid reverb mix is something like 25 to 45% on that track. And change echo time so it interlocks instead of doubling. Try 1/8 dotted, or 5/16. Now it drifts around the main ARP instead of just copying it. Turn the ARP AIR fader down. Usually 10 to 18 dB quieter than the mid layer is plenty. You should miss it when it's muted, but you shouldn't notice it as a separate thing. Automate ARP AIR volume to rise slightly in breaks and transitions. This is how you make the warehouse ceiling appear without making the drop mushy. Now group both ARP tracks into an ARP bus, because we want them to move like one instrument when it comes to groove control. On the ARP bus, add a compressor for sidechain. Sidechain it from your kick or your drum bus. Ratio around 3:1 to 5:1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so the transient still speaks a little. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds, depending on your groove. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Advanced move. Automate the sidechain release by section. Longer release in breakdowns for smooth breathing. Shorter release in drops for a tighter pump. That's how you keep the relationship between ARP and drums evolving over a 64-bar arrangement. Then add EQ8 on the bus for cleanup. If it muddies the snare, dip around 250 to 400 Hz a touch. Watch the 2 to 4 kHz area for snare crack clashes when your cutoff opens. If you want extra control for harshness, add a very gentle multi-band dynamics or glue compressor after EQ, just to catch occasional needles when the filter opens high. You're not flattening it. You're buying yourself more automation range without listener fatigue.